Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody at Sheet Zone Radio? It's me, your host, KC, out of West Virginia, East Coast, baby. Look, tonight we're going to have an awesome time tonight. We actually have two interviews going on tonight. I'm trying to tell you, both of them are exclusive. Let's start with the first interview. Look, everybody knows that I do not introduce anybody on my show. This is not my show. This is now your show. So, tell everybody who you are.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Sharday, and I'm the owner of Innovation. Innovation is a clothing company that is based out of Rochester, New York. It was established in 2011. I currently do, like, styling, consulting, and I do creative directing for music and artists as well, so I pretty much spend all my day creating and being what I consider, or what I call for my brand, a genius.
Oh, man. Ah, clothing. Don't we all love clothing? Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
oh, yeah.
I would say you got to get dressed. You know what I mean? So I feel like even as a kid, a lot of the influences that I had with, like, music and what I listened to and who I spent my time with influenced my fashion choices heavily. So, you know what I mean? I fell into it, and it's been working.
Yes, yes, indeed. We're definitely, I support you. I support you 100%. You hear me? Look, let me ask you another question, man. Well, yeah, you know, I already took three of my questions in one. Okay. In one statement. Yes, you are in my mind. You are in my mind. So, what made you want to become a clothing designer?
Well, initially, it never really crossed my mind until, like, I went to one of the local places that I shop, because that's one of my main focuses, supporting my own and my own community. And there's a local skate shop in Rochester called Kruko. And basically, he asked me to help him design some women's shirts for a skateboard shop. So when I did that, I actually was like, okay, well, I really like this. I was kind of at a stage in my life where I didn't really know what I wanted to do or how I wanted to do it. And when I came upon this, I just put my head to the ground and I looked up and I accomplished so much. So I figured out what I love to do just by somebody asking me to do them a favor.
Okay. Like that answer. Love that answer. So let me ask you a couple of good questions, right? These are definitely dope. They're going to make you think a little bit. I may even go dig deep into your years before you started. But I want to know, where have you obtained your education in fashion design, if any?
Well, if you want my honest opinion, my education is actually in culinary. I went to school for 6 years. I'm actually a classically trained chef. So if you want my honest opinion, I really don't have any fashion experience besides the eye that I have for aesthetics or creating. But most of my, most of my designs or most of my conceptualizing probably came from in the kitchen. Just being able to cook a whole meal and put it together a certain kind of way. and make it look good on a plate. When you go to school, they nail in your head perfection, 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 like perfect lines, perfect plate, hot plate, clean plates, you know what I mean, small portions, stacking, geometric, and making sure every single item looks the same and has a real high-quality product that you put on the table. So I guess I take that approach in my design and everything that I create on an art kit.
Okay, okay. Ah, that's pretty crazy, man. Look, you just gave me a whole new slew of questions now. And you said that you started out culinary school. Why didn't you pursue that over fashion?
If you want my honest opinion, with culinary school, I was the only kid in the class that was, like, super fly. Like, I think it was always like that. Like, I always cooked in expensive sneakers. Like, I didn't have what you consider, like, play clothes. I've been collecting sneakers since I was 12 or 13, so fashion has always been, like, a huge, huge part of my life. But cooking is something I can do, like, breathing or blinking. You know what I mean? My mom owns a catering company, so when I feel the need to hop in and cook, I'll go work for her for a few days or help her with some stuff or sit down and design a menu with her. But I've always been into fashion. Like, even down to, like, the way you have to order chef clothes. I would order special, like, chef clothes. We had to be black and whites, but you know what I mean? I would order nicer pants, a nicer jacket, you know what I mean? Have on a nice, I would get in trouble, but I would wear, like, my good sneakers because you can't wear, like, that type of stuff. It has to be, like, non-stick. So it's always been, like, something. All my guy friends always ask me to get them dressed as I was younger. All my friends, you know what I mean? It's always been just ingrained in me, just like cooking. So.
Okay. Yes, I love cooking. I guess you say, I love, man, once I get these styles, these outfits, man, I'm going to cook for them, and then that's a whole nother.
And you know what? To be honest with you, my friends, a lot of my friends and my family, they long for that. Like, in the summertime, I love to barbecue. So in the summertime, you can come on down to Rochester and get you some ribs and some chicken or whatever, because that's what I really love to do. Like, I got my own grill, all types of stuff. So, yeah, I do. It is, like, something that my friends look forward to, like, a gift, because that's how I feel, like, about it. Like, anything that I really put my heart and my soul to or use my brain to create it, I consider it as every human being or myself being genius. Like, this is something that you really, really enjoy, so I would consider you to be a genius in the radio industry. You know what I mean? Everybody has that one thing that kind of, like, turns them on or pushes them hard or gets them to go a little bit further than normal, and I consider that, like, that drive. That's what I call genius.
Oh, man. Yes, multi-talented. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Ah, love it, love it, love it. Ladies, if you are just tuning in, I am interviewing who? Say your name. Go ahead and tell who you are.
My name is Charmaine. I'm the owner of Innovation.
All right. If you do not know who she is, keep listening. Press the number one if you would love to talk to her. I do not know you are in the queue to talk to this phenomenal woman if you do not press the number one. Another quick question for you. What is your best subject in fashion designing?
The most experience I've had is actually with conceptualizing. Like, I've creatively designed, styled, and put together two albums. This will be my fourth year coordinating a fashion show at a local college up here. So mainly, like, creating a whole idea and then putting that idea into the world, I would say, is my biggest tool as far as fashion, and the most experience I've had in fashion is being able to create full-scale events. I also forgot, I do sneaker expos, too. So this year will be my second sneaker expo in April, and I just did one in August.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's my task, bringing the cultures together, like sneaker culture, fashion culture, art culture, musical culture. Like, I basically created a little world around me that suits my what I enjoy to do, what I enjoy doing, and I make a living off of what I enjoy doing thoroughly.
Right, right. Okay, loving that one too. Okay, you give that to me. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, Lord, you're making me have 30 more questions, Lord.
I mean, ask all the questions you want.
That's what we're here for, right?
Right.
Exactly, getting you out here to the masses, man. Do you think there's a gap between what a Fashion Designer Institute teaches and what a fashion industry expects?
Do I think there's a gap between fashion designers and teachers?
Oh, yeah.
I think when you put age into the category, yeah, there's always going to be a gap. The young cats dress different than the OGs. The OGs teach a little bit different. The young cats listen a little different. So it's kind of basically trying to find that middle ground, because there's always going to be a gap, either communication or just how people see things in general, old school versus new school. You know what I mean? Like, it's just always going to be a little bit of a gap, but it's a matter of working around that gap and making sure that everybody understands or is on the same page as far as learning and teaching. Because some, like, for instance, people, like, my grandma don't think the things that I like to wear are cool, you know what I mean? But it's a different generation. Whereas in her, in her generation, you know what I mean, things she liked to wear I may not think of as dated, but you go 10, 15 years from now, you know what I mean, they're going to be re-wearing those things in a different way. You know what I mean? So
right.
History repeats itself. It's just a matter of how it presents itself, how you listen, and how you teach. And getting past the barriers of whatever generation you're in. Because there's always going to be somebody younger than you that is learning something. There's always going to be somebody older than you. So it's a matter of making those worlds connect.
Right. Okay, that was a brilliant answer. one question that I definitely have to say, that being that you are a fashion designer, who are some of the big names, the big clothing labels, designers that really, really, really influenced you to make this decision to pursue this career?
That's a good question. My biggest influences are, first of all, the brand is a streetwear brand or an urban wear brand. So I come from those roots where I used to ride a BMX bike. A lot of my friends skate. I listen to all different kinds of music. So Stussy, SSUR, Staple. Mainly as a kid, I wore a lot of Billionaire Boys Club because I was a huge NERD fan. And like Pharrell. My favorite rap group is the Clips. My favorite rapper is Pusha T and Kanye West. So more of a higher-end Chris Phil, Givenchy, Chanel, some Louis, Lacoste, I said Stussy, 10 Deep, Pata, which is a European brand, Liberty, which is a boutique online. This I did a whole lot of for the things that I wanted to see, because huge Japanese influences in my life. Like I said, Billionaire Boys Club, Bathing Ape. Who else? Trying to think. Back in the day, who did I wear heavy like that? I wore a lot of polo. Like,
oh,
that's like my go-to. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's my go-to choice. But like as I got older and I got into the skate and in the Japanese culture, like I'm a huge fan of Speed Racer. So like bright white. I focus like a lot of my brand. I drop a lot of bright white or bright vibrant colors, because as a kid I was exposed to a whole bunch of colors. Cartoons, huge X-Men fan, so a lot of the culture is just like, that's pretty much what built my culture, like Dragon Ball Z, this crazy stuff, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, all that, like, you pick up so many influences from everything, like, I just made a capsule about Doug and Patty and Skeeter, if you remember those cartoons.
Yeah, yeah.
But Kanye West. Dang, I forgot about Kanye. Well, I didn't forget about Kanye, but I own every single Kanye album ever created. I own every single No Doubt album ever created. Pharrell, N.E.R.D., Star Trek. So if you know anything about any of that music, Missy Elliott, Timberland, Jay-Z, AZ, Nas, all those influences, like growing up as a kid in the 90s, Japanese culture, all that stuff turned into this.
Yeah.
But I wore a lot of bathing suits as a kid, which was really expensive. I don't understand. Crazy expenses when I was a kid. So, yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yes. I mean, it still is. It still is. I still wear a lot of... Like, that's my go-to brand. Outside of my own, I'll buy BBC at a drop of a dime. Just because of what it gives me as a kid. Like, basically, I want everybody to feel the same way about my clothes, like, you know, that favorite T-shirt that you got, that you, it's your go-to shirt, the shirt that you go to, you wear all the time and make you feel good. You like, hey, let me put my little, you know, favorite button up on this, you know, this, let me take a picture, something like that. I want all my clothes to feel like that no matter what. Every time somebody purchases right. them, every time somebody put them on, the connection that they make with the brand being positive and channeling your genius or being able to do whatever you set your mind to and actually do it well. I want that to convey in what I create every day.
So, giving me life right now. I'm talking about giving me life. Okay. So check this out, right? So tell one reason why. One, okay. Everybody. Mm-hmm. We're gonna say everybody. While us as the people on this side, should not opt for fashion designing career. It got to be one reason you can see. Like one con that you would tell us not to go into that career.
Skepticism. Because when you, and I say skepticism because it would be, the fact that you don't go into anything nervous. If you're nervous about anything you're going to do, you're not going to do it well. And it's going to convey in anything you do. And specifically in fashion, it's going to convey 10 times more. If I bring you a T-shirt and I say, hey, this is all right, you might not buy it. But if I come over there and it's like, yo, this is the bomb, you know what I mean? This is that, it's this and this is that, and I believe in this, and check this out. You know what I'm saying? That's where the difference between a winner and a loser is, and skepticism.
But
just not being sure. If you're not sure this is something you want to do or anything that you want to do, but you're not 100% on it, like, it's going to show.
Cool. Ladies, I have habits. Definitely, if y'all are just listening in, I'm doing an interview with who?
Sade Beverly. How you doing?
All right, y'all make sure y'all press number one if you want to speak to her. I do not know you're in the queue if you don't push one. So y'all make sure y'all talk to her. She is very, very, very ready to answer your questions. As you can see, she's a very humble person. So definitely, definitely, definitely question number one. So, as a clothing designer, like, could you tell me, let's say, what is your biggest break in your career so far?
Biggest break?
The biggest break.
That
one moment where it was just like, woo, thank you, Jesus.
That would probably be in November. I went to, well, actually, you know what? Honestly, I feel like that every time I accomplish something. But November, I went to Miami. And I went to Miami because I'm in a creative artist program that allows you to travel the country and showcase your line and sell your items. So in November, I went, and I had never been to Miami, and I went by myself. So I, you know, was kind of stressing about it, and like, oh, I'm going by myself. I ain't going to be able to do anything. But I did the show, and everybody down there had such a positive response to everything that I was doing, and everybody took a business card. Every person that came to my table actually bought something from me, which actually made me feel really, 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 really good. It wasn't a situation where I was nervous. And like I said, when you feel good about everything you're doing, you feel like it's somewhere you're supposed to be. The environment, the way that people react mm-hmm. to you, the way that people respond to you is totally different than if you're nervous or you're like, I don't know. So basically, I had a really good time. I got to go on vacation. I got to network like crazy, put my feet in the sand next in a real beach, you know what I mean? And just a little bit of vacation, but work at the same time. And some peace. Like, it was a really cool event. I met a lot of cool people. And the fact that I connected with so many people on a personal level with my brand, like, I'm still talking to some of the people that I met down there, trying to make my way back down there by the end of the year. So I think Miami was a trip for me that kind of, like, nailed it in the coffin. Like, yeah, you're going to do this for the rest of your life, and it's going to be something that you'll never forget.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, okay, that was deep. Okay.
Yeah, because I believe that I know I'm probably getting deep on y'all, but everything, I feel like everything, anybody, whoever you are, you're here for a purpose. There's a purpose. Like I said, you have a genius. You're a genius. Everybody is a genius.
Right.
You have a purpose, and your purpose to be here is to do something worthwhile or something that you physically enjoy, something that you mentally enjoy, something that helps you connect with other people and help other people. And that's what I feel like my company does. Like, as a kid, I wanted to create. I didn't know how I was going to create art. But you know what I mean? As I got older and I got to know myself and learn things about myself, it's just an amazing experience being able to do everything that you love. So I'm just, like, grateful
right.
for it. Like, really grateful for every moment that I get, every milestone that I break. Like, it's a lot of things. I could give you a list of things that I have done in the past year, year and a half, 2 years since the company started. And every single moment I feel that way. But the last time I really felt like that was in November when I went to Miami.
Woo! And you're definitely a very humble person, and I tell a lot of people this every day, that you don't meet a lot of humble people in this industry that can say humbling words like that. You know, like, you're just blessed, like, everything is a blessing to you, instead of, you know, eat chicken, bite bees, you know, it's very, like, everything that comes out your mouth is positive. And I'm here to tell you that I need some of your clothes, like, ASAP.
That's what I'm saying. It take time to, you know what I mean, to figure that type of stuff out. So once you get, like you said, when we said before the radio came on, every day is a blessing. And once you learn that and you just accept all the things that are good around you as opposed to figuring out what's wrong, your days get 10 times easier. They do.
Just right. That is indeed right, man. That is indeed right. If you had to describe your clothing line, everybody loves this question, because this is when you get real creative, very creative. If you had to describe your clothing line in about let's sum up to maybe 3 or 4 words, what would they be?
Dream, imagine, inspire. That's my motto.
Yes, honey. See, you don't bother me all on me. Look, you know how you are at that club, and it's that one when you say something to give them life. Yes, honey, snap.
Word. Because I mean, right? Like you dream, you use your imagination, you dream, and you inspire others. That's how I feel. Like set out to complete your dream, do whatever your imagination can produce and use it to inspire others.
All right. I love that. And with your clothing line, I already know the answer to this, but I still want you to answer it. Please. Mm-hmm. How much creative control do you have over your brand?
I have 100% creative control on my brand. The best part about the brand is I actually, maybe 2-3 times a year, reach out to artists locally or on a national scale, and I create something with them, like a collaboration. Like my first collaboration was with an Atlanta artist called Paper Frank, and him and Trinidad were really good friends. My most recent collaboration was with a kid here named Tyler Francis. And Cameron Villanova from Seattle. So basically, I reach out to other people. I create the majority of this stuff, and then I reach out to other people, and we sit down and we discuss a concept together, and that artist creates it, and I produce it. So there's,
Okay. Ladies, make sure that you press the number 1 if you would like to get in tune with this awesome person. We do have a few callers on the line that do want to talk to you, so let's go to the first caller. Area code 480-271. Talk to her.
Hello?
There we go. Hello?
Hello? Uh-oh.
Hello, 480-271. Hello. We'll come back to you. In the meantime, let me go ahead and just ask you a few more questions, man. Do you feel like, you know, it's this economic crunch that we have going on here? Do you think that stops people, like maybe hurts now in business?
If you want my honest opinion, I feel like yes and no. Yes, it does hurt you because we're small businesses, and being a black small business is sometimes you're at a little bit of a disadvantage, and you're not seen as a conglomerate like a Old Navy or a Gap or something of that nature. You know what I mean? So some people, because of the bigger brand, may necessarily go into somewhere and spend $40 on a shirt, but it's less likely to come spend $40 with me because they don't recognize my brand everywhere. But in the same breath, if they took their $40 and put it back into their community, then they would be sustaining their community, and overall the economy would build a little bit better. You know what I mean? What if you did shop at just local grocery stores, local shops, local sneaker stores, everything. If you just shopped everything local, like if everybody stopped going to the mall, the economy would actually change because you'd be keeping your dollars in your community.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, so yes, it does. It hurts a little bit, but it doesn't hurt like where it's detrimental. There's still people who, on social networks, get in contact with me. Majority of my products are shipped outside of the state of New York. I have a flagship store here in Rochester. It's at 83 Howell Street in Rochester, New York. A lot of people come in there and buy stuff from me on the local tip, but a lot of people reach out to me via Instagram, some of the events I travel to, some of the artists that I style and create images for, you know what I mean? So sneaker expos, I really, you know what I mean, get it all different kinds of ways. I pretty much don't establish myself as a pop-up shop, so I have wherever I go, if there's an event or a party and someone gives me the space, I throw my stand-up, my displays and stuff, and my shirts, and I make it work.
Okay. That is an awesome answer. You just giving it to me all day. You thought about me. Okay. Okay. I got to watch you. Mm-hmm. I got to watch you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, what are some of your biggest challenges?
My biggest challenge is, the biggest challenge you have is myself, I think. I don't think it's necessarily a matter of anybody else outside of me. It's yourself, like getting, just trusting my intuition or what I feel like is a good idea, because a lot of the stuff I do is collaborative or artwork. I'll sit down and we'll come up with a crazy idea. For instance, for Black History Month, I dropped what I call a capsule. Two items, mm-hmm. a hockey jersey and a shirt called Know Your Roots jersey. Know Your Roots is just a T-shirt. The T-shirt, I had this great idea, but when I took it to get it completed, it was like tons and tons and tons of hassle because of the way the shirt was created. And I had to take it to mm-hmm. two or three different people to get somebody to actually do it because everybody was saying, oh, it's too difficult. This is too difficult. So, you know, when you come into situations like that where in your head you have to figure out a way to put something together where it works for everybody and you can produce it, sometimes that makes me a little apprehensive. So, like, I dragged my feet about it. I was like, I don't know if I should, you know, put this out. But I worked a year on it. So it's just like, what? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, so it's a matter of just being persistent, yourself and being persistent. Sometimes, like with anything, like some people might try an outfit on and they'll ask somebody, you know, you like how this looks? Sometimes I'm like that with my designs. I'll hold on to them a little longer. I'll hesitate because it's like, I don't know if everybody's going to get this or understand it. And but more or less now I've gotten to the point where it's just like, put it out there. This is what you want to do, and it's going to work out. Put it out there. You love it, so everybody else is going to love it. Don't worry about it. But that's probably the hardest part, being able to physically put something in your brain and turn it into something and make sure that it looks good and it works.
Love it. Love it. You got me over here. I'm speechless. Okay. You can't be speechless. Mm-hmm. Nobody gets me speechless.
Nobody trying to do all that. I mean, I'm just prepared. I really, really love what I do. And I just, every opportunity that I get, I'm grateful for it. So, you know.
Well, I'm definitely glad that you are out here pursuing your passion, man, because, you know, and this is my advice to anybody out there that's doing something. You know, you're not going to do it if you don't do it. That's the only way to make it happen, you know, and you definitely is doing it, okay? And you have some callers, man. You got some callers, so you doing something, okay? We're going to go ahead and listen to some of these callers right quick. 585-410, talk to her.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, 585-410.
Hi, can you tell me what it was that made you ultimately decide to go into this and start this business?
Hey, how you doing? Well, like I said a little bit earlier, I don't know if you were listening in. Initially, it started with the local skate shop asking me to help make a women's line. But a few months before that, my stepfather had passed away. And it was really sudden and abrupt. And for me, I kind of realized at that moment that life is really, really short. And me dragging my feet about, oh, maybe tomorrow I'll think about it. Maybe next week I'll think about it. It's just after I set in motion that I need to figure out what I really enjoy and want to do, I fell into this. I ran into the skate shop, and they asked me to do them a favor. And then 2015, 4 years later, I'm doing what I love.
Okay. What are the struggles that you go through having your own company?
One of the struggles we go through, I probably would say, is because I'm so small, and you're not recognized like other brands. A lot of people are a little apprehensive to come by and get your product or buy your product. Like I've had customers ask me, like, oh, do you get a receipt? Yes, you get a receipt. There is a return policy, and I replace every item that is destroyed or is damaged. If it's damaged, most of the time I look at it before I even put my items out, so most of the damaged pieces don't even go out to the general public or you see. And honestly, I wear all the messed up stuff. Y'all get all the good stuff. So if that makes anybody feel any better, if there's something wrong with a shirt, most of the time I'm wearing it. I don't want my customers in it, or I've actually taken it as far as to reproduce an entire set of hats because one thing was wrong on them. So that's probably the hardest part, getting people to understand or sustain their own communities, or get past the concept that bigger is better or going to the mall is better. Well, actually, coming into your community is way, way better than supporting a conglomerate. Hello? You there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? All right, I think they're gone. Let's go to your next caller. 585-729.
Okay.
589. Don't kill me, y'all. She got me speechless, okay? This is never done. If y'all want to talk to her, make sure y'all press the 1 now. She's not going to bite you, I promise you. Press the number 1. That's the only way I know that you're in the queue. I see a lot of callers here. Make sure you press the number 1 if you want to speak. 585-729. Talk to her.
Hey, Sheree.
Hey, what's up?
How are you? What's up? How are you doing? I'm good. I'm just very proud of you, but I don't know if you went into it. If you could share again with myself and some of your other listeners as far as what the brand means, innovation, the light bulb, and just really go into what that means for you. Okay, we can do that. Yeah, because I haven't even given out the website yet. We just vibing. So basically, Innovation is a online boutique that specializes in limited release, high quality, and uniquely creative merchandise. The light bulb represents the individual light that we are born with. The crack represents the creative freedom or immeasurable joy that someone feels from being unapologetically who they are. Our brand encourages people to let their light shine bright. Basically, just tap into your genius and know that whatever you're doing, you're the best at it. Excellent. Thank you, Mama. How you doing?
I'm on the radio.
Me too.
Yes, you are.
Talking to y'all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hang up. I still want to listen in, though.
Keep listening. We are here, okay? Keep listening.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Good night. You too. You too. Ladies, make sure if you all not know who I'm talking to, I am talking to the creator of who? Of what?
Innovation. It's a clothing company based out of Rochester, New York.
And we over here rocking. We over here being geniuses, using our brain power.
You heard it. So y'all make sure y'all press the number one. Do not be scared to press the number one. Nobody has a camera at you, okay? You are discreet. I promise you.
Right.
So don't be scared. She's not going to beat you. Uh-oh. She's not going to beat you. I promise you. I promise you. Okay? Make sure you press the number one. I do not know that you're in this queue. You do not press the number one. So, Shade, two quick more questions before I let you go.
All right.
I got three questions. Just because you're humble. for real. As a clothing designer, right? Let's say we have somebody online right now that has thought about becoming a clothing designer or, you know, in the fashion industry, period. What would be some advice that you would give someone that's just trying to start out?
My first set of advice would be to plan. Plan. When I say plan, make sure you got all your ducks in a row. Make sure you know what your company name is, how you're going to do it. Make sure you get your paperwork, just to make sure that it's legitimate and nobody could ever take it away from you. A lot of people, they get the businesses and or they start something and they don't turn it into something that could provide for them in the latter, because nobody really thinks about the future. They always think about right now. So if you ever really want to be a business owner, you need to always think about the future.
Dope. Okay. You got it. Okay. Told you. Got me speeches, man. I'm telling you this. okay. You just won that one.
You got me over here nervous, yo. I'm nervous. You may not say something, but I'm like, yeah, a little bit. I mean, I never did a radio interview before. I've always talked to people, but, you know, a little bit nervous from time to time, you know. This is a milestone for me, too. So the next person that asks me on a milestone, I say, hey, I was on the radio the other day. Somebody was cool. Somebody thought I was cool enough to come, you know what I'm saying, sit and talk with them.
Yeah, man. You know why? I feel like you're cool, for one. Before I even met you, you know, I always go off a presentation. You know, you came at me professional and, you know, we had little words and everything. You came in me professional, so I already knew you was about your business. Like, I go for people that are about their business. I love to support everybody in our community, in our gay lesbian community. But everybody is not serious about what they do. And I felt like you were serious about what you did, and I wanted the world to hear this. I wanted the world to get to know you. We all need clothes. Come on now, because I need some clothes right now. Boy, take a order.
Well, actually, so, I will be. If you are gonna be in Syracuse, we can link up next the 17th. I'll be out there on the 17th because I'm doing my sneaker expo April 12th. So I have a lot of friends in Syracuse that I buy sneakers and sell sneakers with. I probably go out there and do a little bit of a meetup. Sell some tickets for the event on April 12th, and we probably can hang out. It ain't no thing. Okay. I'm cool as a fan, man.
okay. And you cook barbecue, okay?
Hold on, no. I love barbecue, but I can burn. It's a difference. People could cook, but I can burn.
I want all kinds of chicken, all kinds.
Right.
Barbecue,
right.
Chicken, glazed chicken. Mm-hmm. I want everything, all kinds of chicken. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, no problem.
You heard it. You heard it first.
Right.
You heard it first. So, another thing, man. Look, this is what I want you to do. I want you to plug everything. Everybody needs to know your website, your social media, everything we need to know about you. Plug it right now. Expose whatever. Let us know.
All right. Well, my website is www.inovation3 inovabanks.com. My Instagram is INOVATION, the number 3. My Twitter is INOVATION, the number 3. I'm having a sneaker expo April 12th, which is a buy, sell, trade expo. Basically, you can bring as many shoes as you could carry, and you could trade them with vendors all over the country. Last year, we had all types of stuff there, $6,000, $7,000 pairs of sneakers, people from all over the country buying, selling, and trading, whatever you want to do. My next project is going to be going on in April. After the sneaker expo, I'm doing a fashion show at Brockport, and I'll be out there next Tuesday to do another radio interview.
Okay, okay. You make sure you doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep pushing it. Never go to sleep, man. As long as you are pushing it, I'm pushing it, okay? We're going to make sure you get out there. Get out there and follow them with you. And go ahead.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead, plug it one more time. Plug it one more time before we go. Don't tell me that yet. So you know what? Get a thing wrong. Don't tell me that yet. I didn't tell you that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see how she doing.
Listen,
all right.
Right.
All right. Go ahead, plug it one more time, man. One more time. Make sure you hear it this time.
My name is Sharday Beverly. I'm the owner of Innovation. Our website is www.innovation3.com. That's INOVATION, the number 3.com. You can come down to Rochester and check us out at 83 Howell Street. And come check me April 12th at my Soul Searching Expo. It's my second sneaker expo. Actually, annual. I didn't even think about that. I did one last year. I'm doing one this year. So it's my second annual sneaker expo. You go buy, sell, trade. All the information is on innovation.com. I actually have a blog, and I'm actually looking for people to co-write the blog. So if anybody is interested in writing a piece for the blog, shoot me an email at Sharday, S-H-A-R-D-A, at INOVATION, the number 3.com. Keep it genius, folks.
All right, man. Look, man, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio. It is always an honor to work with like-minded, serious people out here that's doing something big in our community. You stay blessed for once. Stay blessed. You keep doing what you're doing, man. And we're going to have another interview because in about 6 or 7 months, I already know you're going to bring back to me and say, KC, you won't believe it. So I'm going to holler at you in 6 months, but you better email me now. I'm not playing with you. You're not going to listen. No, you're just not going to.
Right, I'm going to shoot you an email like I do real formal, like, how you doing?
All right.
All right, man. Be blessed. Thank you so much for your time.
You too, man. All right, ladies, we got another awesome guest. All I'm trying to tell you, man, is look, this next guest, you ladies have been going crazy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook about these two awesome individuals. You have seen them on the hit web series Come Take a Walk with Me. I'm not going to introduce them. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. What's up?
We live in the building.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, man. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine. Blessed. Couldn't be better.
That is what's up. Can y'all go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody who's listening?
Well, I'm Chris. I don't know if Knight's on the line or not. She told me to call in.
She will be here soon. Let's go ahead and talk to you for a minute. So go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about you. Who are you?
Well, I'm Chris. I'm the founder of Fly Boys Incorporated. Like we said on the last interview, we originated like 4 years ago. We got real tight, you know, and was on a different level with this music. So we bonded. and we developed Flyboys, and that's pretty much, you know, an oxymoron within itself. So we've been doing this for going on 5 years now, and we love it. It's in its early stages, you know, we building our modeling agency. We, you know, trying to get with some videographers and stuff to start shooting videos. So we got a lot of different things going on right now.
Okay. So if you could tell me, where exactly are you from?
Well, I was born in Philly. I moved to North Carolina when I was 10 years old to stay with my grandmother, you know, making bad choices and stuff in the city. So my mother decided it was best for me to come to the country. So I came down here at 10, been here ever since. I go back and forth to Philly from time to time, but I enjoy the country life.
Okay. And as an artist, man, what do you feel are some of the things that could could tear you away from doing what you do?
Negativity is the biggest thing that can tear you away from your vision. You know, a lot of people, it's like crabs in a bucket. When you start doing something and success, you know, success start getting closer, you start losing friends. That's the biggest issue we face. You know, a lot of people want to jump on board with us, but our main thing is being business-minded. If you're not business-minded, then we really can't talk about, you know what I'm saying, doing any type of business, regardless of what it is. So negativity is a big thing with me. But I don't fault people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We all human at the end of the day. But it's just how you handle your personal life outside of business. But it still reflects all in one.
That's right. Indeed. Ladies, if you are just calling in, I have one of the members of the Flyboys right here. Y'all make sure y'all press the number one. This interview is about to get crazy, baby. We're still waiting on Nice. While we got you here, we're going to go ahead and drill you. We'll drill her later.
Oh, that's why. No biggie. Actually, this is our first live interview, so, you know, we pretty much open. We open for whatever.
Okay. And how did you meet each other?
Well, actually, we became acquaintances, you know, in the club scene. I seen her in the club. She seen me in the club a couple times, you know. But we met through mutual people, actually. And we, like we said, we had that one conversation, and it just sprouted. We got close automatically. That's my dude.
Okay. And we down high. We have Nice. She is here. What's up, Nice?
What's good? I'm sorry, y'all.
It's all good, boy.
Yeah, I apologize.
Good, better late than never, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's that color people song.
Yeah. Go ahead and introduce yourself, man. Let everybody know who you are.
What's good, everybody? My name is Nice Dolo, the other half of Flyboys.
That's what's up. But I just asked your other half, I asked her, how did you all meet? So I'm going to ask you a question. I want to know, how good is y'all chemistry on stage?
Let me see. Chemistry on stage, as far as when we perform, it's kind of we feed off of each other a lot. So it's just like... We both bring the energy,
you know,
do our thing.
If one's slacking, we turn each other up. We always try to make sure both our heads is in the right area before we hit the stage. And praying is a big thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we keep God first in all we do. So
of course.
We just, you know, we give honor to him, and then we do what we do best. We turn up.
Exactly.
Loving that, loving that. And I want to know if it's mom or somebody's speakerphone on. Who doing it?
It's probably mom.
Oh, I was like, well, oh,
that's better.
What's going on? Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. We was on here sound like aliens, right?
I think it's going to reflect back in the phone.
It's all good, y'all. So I want to know, you know, back toward your younger days, like who are some of your music influences?
Well, let me see. I kind of grew up listening to different kinds of music because my family, they're from overseas. So I kind of grew up listening to like Beanie Man, Shaggy. But I mean, as far as hip hop, like, I mean, of course, Nas, Jay-Z, Michael Jackson, of course, off top is, you know, can't be replaced, period.
Yeah, and some of mine will probably be, like she said, Michael Jackson. I was a big fan of Biggie. Like, a lot of the old school rappers, female-wise, I was a big Missy fan, like, in the 90s. Like,
oh, yeah, most
Missy was popping. So, you know, it's a lot of diversity, you know, a lot of diversity.
Okay. And, you know, here goes the one. Because I've seen that you all have been performing. No, before I get into that question, can you ladies tell everybody where else may they have seen you?
Off of Come Take a Walk With Me, YouTube, Lady Luck Films.
Uh-oh, I hear him screaming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Mina and Siler. You know, they put us in the spotlight, gave us the opportunity to do our thing in front of the camera.
Man, I'm just wanted to say, as a fan of that series, I'm just letting you know that, you know, just to see you all come together on stage to make good music, man, y'all really did it on a show, too. Like, you know, y'all had that bond, you know?
And oh, yeah, most definitely.
Nobody can ever tell me that y'all bond wasn't as pure because y'all played that to the T. Like, is that exactly how y'all bond is? Like, for real?
Yeah,
The crazy part is
identical to it.
Exactly. Like, our characters on that show is exactly how we are in real life. So, it's crazy, you know. We was really acting
natural
in front of the camera.
But Mina had a lot to do with that, too. Like, she knew what kind of relationship she needed, you know, to fulfill that certain part of the cast, and she knew we fit it. So it was like, you know, we took the script and made it our own. It was everyday life to us.
It was natural.
Okay. Yeah, y'all played that. I just knew, like, it had to be. It was real, you know? It was definitely real.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You could tell that. If you had to describe your show to somebody who has never seen you perform, like, what are we going to expect when we see you live?
Oh, man, you never know what to expect from us, honestly. Because we like to pull cats out of the bag.
Yeah, we like to switch up a lot.
Okay.
But just know it's going to be more than a one-time thing.
And what do you mean by that? Tell us. Come on. Give us something.
Oh, once we perform one time, we got to perform again and again and again after that. Because it's always going to be something different.
Yeah, just know that when you see us live, you'll feel the energy coming off of us. We're going to be that turned up, like that hype. We're going to make everybody want to turn up.
Not even just turn up, but through our songs, we kind of really connect with the audience, with the type of crowd we pertain to. So it'll be fun.
Okay. This is what I'm gonna do. We're gonna go ahead and play one of your songs, let everybody get a taste of what they all been waiting for. And ladies, here we go, Fly Boys with Ijess. Technical difficulty, yeah, it's loading. Please do not kill me, everybody. It's loading.
It's on
I promise you. Like, you know how you push on something and the circle just keeps going and going and going. It's like, can you please play like that? Okay, circle is going. We're just getting to another question right quick. What do you think are some of the biggest challenges that you all have in your career so far?
That's kind of a hard question.
Yeah, it is a difficult question. I would say something that we... Well, go ahead, bro.
Well, one of the things, you know, is getting people to actually want to listen to female artists. Because they really have a bar set on female artists. If you ain't Nicki, then ain't nobody really going to listen to it. And that's something, that's a barrier that we trying to break.
Exactly. Coming from the LGBT side, it's, you know, a lot of people... They, at first, I mean, I know people probably are like, okay, well, when they never heard of us or whatever the case may be, until they hear our music, when they do hear our music, they rock with us because they hear, you know, the difference.
They hear the personality.
I'm sorry, what'd y'all say?
Okay. No, I was just listening. I'm still listening.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Keep on talking. For real, like, I want to know everything it is to know about the Fly Boys, man. Like, when y'all first show, man, how did that feel to, like, perform and have so much support?
It's exciting. I mean, it's an adrenaline rush. It's like we junkies. Like, we music junkies. That's the best way to describe it. When we step on that stage, it's like all worries just fade away.
Exactly.
Just focus on the music.
It's like a whole nother world that we enter in that particular time, and it's just like, you know, we feel everything that we do, and then, you know, we try to make sure everybody is vibing with us. Everybody understands where we're coming from.
Right. Okay, okay. Well, I got that thing back cracking up, y'all, so we can go ahead and play Fly Boys, Ijess. Here we go.
know I got that set. Stacking money just to make it. Man, I got that waking bacon. Shorty think I'm such a dick, but I say shut up and take it. Why y'all niggas hating on me? That face shit y'all could keep. I'm a lion in these streets. Why the fuck worry about some sheep? Over y'all never lose no sleep. Trying to make sure my circle eat. Cause it's slave life, man. This shit ain't made for me. I do it all. Act modeling this fucking music. When I get in front the mic to clear my mind, I fucking lose it. I just can't deny that success. I'm coming for it when God blesses me. I'ma always praise him for it. Either you supporting or you not. Either way, I'm about to get my family off this block. I'ma die trying just to make it. I don't give a shit who likes it. This is me, bitch. Why the fuck would I deny it, Dolo?
All right, dope track. What inspired you all to write this track?
I don't really know. When we heard the instrumental, of course, you know, automatically we vibe to it. And I don't even remember. Brody, did you write your verse before I wrote mine? Or did you have the concept for the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how it went. Like, I think she told me a concept for the song. She brought the beat to my attention, you know, and then we just went off of that.
Yeah, I already had my verse written. Well, part of my verse written.
Okay.
We just went off the concept of the song and just brought it to life. Actually, that's an actual cover. That's not an original beat. That's a cover of a pop called Keys and Crates. Shout out to them. That's actually a song. So we actually just covered the song. We covered the actual beat to the song, and we just brought it to life.
Okay, I'm digging that, and. I have another question for you as well. Like, what do you think some of y'all biggest challenges is in your career so far?
Well, I mean, other than, you know, being LGBT artists for females at that, you know, as we were saying before, it takes a lot to have basically people draw into our music. Well, draw people into our music, I should say. Make people want to listen to it. Because as you know, as Chris was saying a little bit ago, she was saying if it ain't Nicki, you know, people ain't really rocking with it because that's all people really rocking with right now.
Right. Okay. So... My next question would be, if you had to describe your music in about 3 or 4 words, what would you describe it as?
Well, I could describe it in 2, and it's just, in my opinion, it's just some real shit, for real.
Okay.
Because everything we say, oh, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, you go ahead. You were saying everything what?
No, I was just saying that, you know, everything that we say is, you know, this is something that we do. You know, it's not like we out here saying that, okay, well, we got $50 million here and we got, you know, you understand what I mean? Everything that we go through, we express it through our music.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Those would be my two choice of words.
Okay. And let's go ahead and play another song from you all. And definitely, ladies, y'all got to listen to this one because this is definitely one of my favorites that were submitted. So y'all listen to this right quick. Let's go. All right, man, go ahead and tell me what inspired that song right there.
Oh, man, and that was actually the first song we recorded. Let me see. I heard the beat. I was at work one day, and I was bored, so I was listening to some instrumentals. And I actually heard that instrumental on, what was it, SoundClick.com. And automatically, I was just like, you know, when I got home, you know, let Chris hear it, and we were vibing to it. And we just started, you know, saying little bars here and there or whatever the case may be. And then we just, you know, that's how our verse came together. We just wrote our verse. So both of us basically had verses, and we didn't even have a hook until we got with South and Jers. And at that time is when, you know, the hook came together.
Right. Okay, okay. And what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go ahead and play one more song from you all. One more song. And here we go.
Pop that coochie.
All right, now what made you create that?
Oh, that was, I don't know how that song came about. I just found the beat, and I was like, oh, man, this used to be my favorite joint in the skating ring. And then we just wrote our verses to it. Like, that's really how most of our songs come about. We be, you know, sitting on the herb and, you know, songs
yeah,
just pop
exactly.
up, and when they pop up, we do it. We don't hesitate.
Exactly. Or if we got the concept okay. for a certain song off of a certain beat, you know, one of us will tell the other one, okay, well, I feel like this song right here is, you know, should be a lovemaking song or a heartbreak song or whatever the case may be, whatever type of feel we got, you know. So we kind of go off of that as well.
Okay, and do you guys have a website?
Do we have a what?
A website.
Oh, do we have a website?
Yeah.
Our website is in the works right now. So we really just
we really
function off of Facebook at this very moment. But it's in the works though. It should be coming out this summer.
Okay. And is there anyone special that you guys would like to thank right now for making your dreams come true?
Shout out to you for putting this on the radio, our first live interview. So
big ups to you.
Much love.
Yeah. And of course, you know, we gotta thank God, of course, for letting us, letting us be here, you know, to do what we do and giving us, you know, the opportunity to be talented and to, you know, be as gifted as we are. So, you know, always want to thank him, of course.
Yeah, and shout out to our fans, too.
Oh, of course. You know, we love the fans, all the fans, all the love and support. You know, we highly appreciate it. We got some stuff in the works for y'all, too.
And shout out to my baby, too.
Oh
yeah, man, listen. I love you, baby.
Oh,
Valentine.
Hey, she over here blushing.
Hope we can do more business. We really come out there to New York.
Most definitely.
We're definitely forgetting now this. Is the part where I want y'all to do this. This is the best part of the show. I want you all to tell everybody that's tuned in and listening right now, those that will not be listening right now, on the airways, online, everywhere, how they can get in contact with you, your updates. I want to know your web pages. I want to know everything. Tags, Twitter, all that.
Well, you can follow me on Instagram. CEO_Flyboys Inc.
And mine is nice_Dolo.
Okay.
And I mean, for any booking,
find us
any
on Facebook. Go like our Facebook page, Flyboys. Most definitely.
Yeah, for any
also
booking,
on
any collaborations.
Too.
Or anything like that, you know, flyboysinc@gmail.com. That's our direct email for, you know, any business as well.
Modeling, if you need a feature, web series, documentaries, videos, everything, we do it all. So hit us up.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all heard it. Y'all make sure y'all support these talented women and make sure you book them in your city, in your country, okay? Do not forget these women. Because not only do they bring some dope music, but they are talented. They are very, very talented. So, I want to thank you, ladies, for coming on the She's On Radio, man. And most definitely.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah, shout out to HTTP_JuiceGod. Follow him on Instagram. That's my little brother. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to shout him out real quick. His birthday coming up, so I want to show him love. But thanks for having us, though.
Of course.
No
shout
doubt.
Out to all the fans as well.
No doubt. And, ladies, we will be leaving you all with one of their music just in case you have not heard from them. I want to tell everybody y'all can follow me at KC Team She's On Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, KYCEE space She's On. Here we go one more time. Told y'all this is my favorite track of the whole scenario. Flyboys. I love y'all.
Let me hit, ballin' rain check, put it for the sex, hit it, then I quit it, then it's on to the next. trying me, we in here, so listen, I'm what this game is missing. I'm ready, I'm ripping, competition ain't existing,
Hoes giving top, top, I got them blow, pop, pop. Fly boy keys, nigga just watch. Turn down for the fuck what? Tell me who in here gon' touch us. You better have your cookies up before your bitch get scooped up. Trumpet on my body, I think I'm so trunked up. She slobbed on my knob and she always did a job. She never came at me,